Take one, part one, Urban Influencer Podcast, kicking off the new year. I have a new hip-hop artist that we're going to get to know today. Tell people who you are.
Goodbye, you know, what's up, man? It's Gato Delgado, you know what I mean, from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm happy to be here, man. What's going on?
All right, so Brooklyn, okay. Well, the Nets won the other day, so y'all should be happy.
I mean, I ain't really into, it's crazy because I ain't really into the sports, well, not basketball, really. I just watch boxing and shit like that, but I ain't been really into sports, basketball, football, and all that since, like, since Kobe, man, situation, so I ain't been following up.
Yeah, well,
best piece of Kobe, the great.
Yeah, this COVID has got a lot of things messed up. I mean, I can't follow basketball or my football the way I want to because I can't keep track of all the games right. That have been stopped and started and all that kind of stuff. So, just not focusing on it. But so what was your first single that you had out there that was pretty big for you?
Say it again. So my first single, the question you said, what was my first single?
Yeah, the single that was out there, I read that you had like over a million streams.
Yeah, so that first single was called Valentino Walking, produced by Young Trip. You know, and it hit that because I didn't even push it. I actually didn't even want to put the song out. You know what I mean? Like, I recorded it. I'm my biggest critic, man, my worst critic at that. I record shit and I don't like nothing I do. So, and my people in my corner, they noticed about me. So what they did was they took the song and they put it out there. And, it, you know, quietly and humbly, it hit right now with that. I want to say last month it was close to 4 million streams in all stream sites total, you know what I mean, in total. I don't know individually like what Spotify is doing and iTunes and Tidal and all that, but I know in the collective, 4 million.
Okay, well, congratulations on that, man, because there's a lot of major sign artists that don't get that.
Yeah, yeah.
That on major labels and don't get that kind of love.
Yeah, thank you, man. That's what I was saying, like, damn, how that happened, like, you know, but, you know, I guess people still respect real music, man, you know, and there's still a market for that. Real talent.
Well, I mean, real music is always going to be stand out against, you know, trendy stuff. You know, if you put out something that's timeless, people are always going to find it.
Fact. That's a fact. And that's what I said, too, because a lot of the music that I'm putting out today, surprisingly, is actually old music. I have yet to catch up to my, like, I got music that I've written, like, recent music, but I haven't even recorded yet. So a lot of the music that I'm putting out that they're hearing, like Valentino Walking, like Federal Indictment, these are old songs that I already wrote 2-3 years ago. I'm just now recording and putting them out. So, you know, my angle at it is I want to get all the old stuff that's old to me because it's old to me, it's always new to the world. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it.
Right.
And the good thing about it is that my music is timeless. So I'm able to put out songs that I've written 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that I recorded 4 or 5 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, right. if you're a lyrical writer, your lyrics will stand the test of time as opposed to
right.
Some of this mumble rap stuff that me and my kids get in arguments over, like, what is this person saying? I don't understand. I'd rather listen to a world beat record and not know than listen to this.
Right.
At least I can go look up the lyrics.
That's true. I mean, you know, one thing I do say, though, is, like, because, you know, I'm young, I'm old. I mean, I'm in between. I grew up on a lot of old school music, like my parents played. Stuff. My older family members, they played it. So I'm in tune in both, in all generations. So I do say, I don't discriminate the new music because it's mumble rap and all that, because, you know, I'm quite sure when you was coming up, your parents used to look at the things you did and would say, well, you know what I mean? So now that you're
doing the same thing. They can say it, but if you mumbling and can't speak, that's a difference.
That's
they might say
right
I question the lyrics that you listen to, but I'm a music person first. If I like the track, I like the music, I will tolerate certain things. So with the mumble rap, I will say, okay, I like that producer's track. This is something I can talk over or whatever, but this person I can't listen to.
He said I can talk over. That's true. I mean, that's a good way to look at it.
As a radio person, we always look for records we can talk over.
We can talk over, yeah.
Instrumental. So I'm like, hey, it is what it is. I'll play it, but I won't play this. I'll play the instrumental.
Right, right, right.
And that's been like the backdoor trick for mix show DJs for years to get records played. If they didn't like the rap or the singing, they'd play the instrumental. And as long as it was coded for BDS, then you can get credit for that spin. So that was like the backdoor trick back in the day, was to code the instrumentals also.
Oh, true.
So, I mean, so getting ready to work on the next music, you're going to put out an EP or, well, yeah, it looks like the current trend is everybody's doing EPs and not doing full albums.
Yeah. You know, I haven't really got into an angle. I really ain't decided on that yet. So my angle with this is just, I was basically pushing the Valentino record. You know what I mean? The Federal Indictment song, it came about, like, basically really was a freestyle. You know what I mean? And, you know, long story short, when me and King came together and it was just like, it related so much. Me and him, our stories related so much. He said, yo, let me jump on that. We might as well just put this together as a song for real, because this is too fire to do a freestyle. So we put it together.
Okay.
So my angle really was just a single, dropping one single. King.
Yo, Gato, what's the vibes? Yeah. What's up?
You know what's up, man. So basically, the angle in the beginning was just, I recorded a song, Valentino Walking, and my peoples put it out. I wasn't really trying to put it out. I wanted to do an EP like everybody else do. I wanted to do just a couple songs before I put anything out. But when they dropped that song, I didn't have nothing else recorded. I had a bunch of music written down and beats already that I had in mind, but I didn't have anything else besides Valentino Walking recorded. And then we did the Federal Indictment. So really right now, me, I can't speak for King, but me, because we all, you know, we came together collectively on this song together, but we are independent artists. I mean, individual artists. It's not a group. So me personally, I'm not really thinking about no EP. I'm just, you know, pushing this record, Federal Indictment. I'm loving the way it's going. The momentum behind it, me and King, we you know, it's moving. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. What time is your appointment?
You know, like the Ground Music Group. Shout out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And you know, and that's the angle where we're going. You know, King on the line now, you know, you give your input. So the question before you came on, he was basically saying, you know, what's happening next? Are we putting out an EP? Or, you know what I mean? What's your angle? King. Hello?
King still with us?
I don't know. Maybe he could disconnect it. I know his phone sometimes be jumping. So, yeah, so I don't, you know, that's my angle. I'm not really focusing on no EP right now. I'm just putting out, I got so much music, man. I just want to slow grind with the singles until I build up the momentum. You know, a big enough fan base where they just calling and begging for an EP, then we could go that route. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like my music and my path from my personal life my transition from my, you know, my actual personal life to the music industry is, my music is an introduction to that, and I feel like each song is like a movie. So I want enough attention on each song before I just drop one EP. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I mean, I know I've interviewed and talked to some cats that they say the same thing, and visually I guess what the new trend is going to be is cats are going to do videos that coincide that could be considered mini movies.
Right.
Those kind of things that keep it epic and keep things, right, you know, moving and rolling along.
All right.
You know, you seem like you're a lyrical artist, yeah, so that makes your music visual.
Right, exactly. And I feel like that's important nowadays. You know, everything is more visual than anything. You know, everybody loves to just see instead of that's how I feel. I can't speak for the people around the world, but I feel like the way, because of social media, it's so involved with music and it allows independent artists to really have a voice and shit like that. People rather see videos than just go and just listen to your song more so. Not saying that they don't just play your music, but that's a big plus with it. You know, you got the upper hand to drop videos whenever we want, YouTube and all that. So I'm gonna take my time and just, you know, slow grind it with each song. I want people.
All right, well, we appreciate that, man, because I think a lot of us that have been discouraged from, I used to do street teams back in the day and work a lot of hip hop stuff. So, and was a hip hop reporter and was definitely into all the underground hip hop, from your area, Jig Masters and, you know, real early Biggie before he blew up, all that stuff, even the early Jay-Z stuff. And other cats that are from the area, you know, all the old Ruckus record stuff and, right, you know, Evil D and Black Moon, all that stuff from back in the day where cats were out, coming out to college radio, meeting people face-to-face, going to the retail stores and grinding. The grind, right, is different now, where it's stuff like the podcast, YouTube channels, all those kind of things. But I think that it is about to come full circle where people have to come out of the cocoon when this pandemic is over and get out and shake some hands and meet some people, because those relationships tend to last longer. So, like, any of those old school artists I mentioned, if they hit me up and say, yo, I need you to play my record, I'm going to play it just on the strength because I know how consistent they've been. And the relationships me and the record promoters have had with myself, other reporters in the station. You're always gonna look out. Now somebody new, I'm like, okay, well you gotta earn that right. And I may not have time to sit there and look at your YouTube video all day.
That's true.
You know. I mean, I can't play the YouTube video in my car, so you can't look at two things and drive.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, guess where that you just got to, your grind got to be all in all angles. Just like, it's kind of like you got those rappers, singers, or whatever that just promote and market themselves on social media only. But then, like I tell people too, I do the social media thing, but I'm also in the streets too. So you got to, like how you said, back in the day, the marketing and promoting back in the day was so different where you didn't have the social media. You had guys coming up to the clubs with their posters, coming up to the radio stations, coming up to the all these events and promoting themselves. So me, I try to, I guess, like I said, because I had the opportunity to see both worlds and both generations. I think artists that move like me go further than these mumble rappers. Like you got the ASAP Rockies, you got these dudes that put their grind down on social media and in the streets. And look at him, you know. Dude is not only in the rap, people like Kanye West. You know, Kanye West, he was in the internet, and he also was in the streets also, jumping from different labels, putting his music really out there, putting it on, you know, to all on his back and just getting out there and really putting the shit together. So that's where I'm at with it, you know. I definitely understand what you're saying with the YouTube, with the videos. But like you also like you just got to incorporate everything in one, you know, social media, get on these radio stations, get out there in these streets. Well, right now, Corona shit happening, so clubs and all that is closed. But hopefully this shit open back up and we can get some normalcy back out here. But that's where I'm at with it.
Okay. Well, we're all for it, man. Since you mentioned your social media, give everybody your social media.
Okay, so Instagram, Gatto at Gato.Delgado. That's G-A-T-O period D-E-L-G-A-D-O. Facebook, same thing, Gato, Delgado. YouTube, just, you know, put my name. You could basically find my music anywhere. Just spell just my name, just Gato Delgado. It'll pop up, man. iTunes, Tidal, all that shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You follow Born King also. You know, that's a partner on the song. On his gram is at I-A-M-B-O-R-N-K-I-N-G. That's at I am Born King. You know what I mean? We out here, man.
All right. Yeah, well, I don't know what happened to Man King. I mean, I know with the technology, people get dropped off. Yeah. We're going to have to work something out. I'll be around for a minute. Okay. I think Man gave my personal cell phone number. Just let me know what we can do. Like I said, we'll reach out to your management and everything, get you on the Zoom call.
Definitely.
Chop it up with some other cats. I got one of my reporters right now. I know that's down in Tampa, Florida. Would love to have you on this podcast. I know that for sure. Yeah. Because he makes beats and does a bunch of stuff. So I know he would like to do it right away. And got another cat in Boston from Flavor 99, John Jack. I know he would be down. And I know he just brought in another dude that reviews hip-hop music in Boston. I know Boston is like one of those hard markets to break into. But back in the day, a lot of underground music was broken Boston because they had really strong college radio. And now they're telling me that the college radio cats are about to get refocused again, which would be great.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to Boston. They was on the tech info. You know, I've been in tune with Boston dudes. You know what I'm saying? So I know it ain't. They already on to me out there. You know what I mean? Not heavy, but, you know, I'm out there in Boston too. So definitely shout out to Boston.
All right. No doubt. Yeah. I'm in Springfield, but, you know, so I'm in, and see, that's not far from you in New York. So once all this breaks up, we can try to get you up in the market, meet some folks, come out to some of the meet and greets, shake some hands, and maybe, because I'm trying to think. One of y'all knows my man Ron Stewart, right?
Yeah. David L., yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, he used to be up in the area quite a bit. You know,
it makes sense.
You know, so.
Okay,
King us,
back.
You know,
sound like King's back.
It sound like King's back, all right.
Yeah, I was having some problems, some difficulty with the other line. But that all makes sense because I lived out in Boston for a little while. I kept steady contact with David, and I kind of had a little hiatus at that point. But when we were trying to figure out how to connect the dots from New York to Mass, he introduced me to a promoter, Chrissy something, and she had basically with Ron Stu, that whole thing that came into play with us was because I moved out there and Dave was trying to connect some dots with him and the lady, the promoter. But before that, we had a relationship with him just going up to Atlantic Records, talking to Success Ready, Paramount Plaza. And Ron used to just give us real, like, free jury on how to move the music and shit. Shit that we doing now, that we're doing now that we didn't understand back then, you know? So, yeah.
Well, you know, it takes a minute for folks to get it. But Ron was in the trenches with a lot of us when I was doing my networking events. And, you know, pandemic is over, we're going to start the networking events back up. So that was a way for artists, DJs, promoters, club owners, like my man Anthony from Heaven to Hell, you know, people that had clothing lines to all get together, chop it up in the room.
Sure.
And get to know each other and have relationships. So no matter what happened, no matter who you got connected with, you had a bond to get into the area to do your thing. Whether I was hired to work your record or not, here it is. Here's a bunch of people that can help you do your thing with or without me.
That's dope.
You know, I mean, that's how me and my partner rolled. We weren't looking at everybody's competition. But let's build the market.
so that everybody can make get something out of it.
Yeah, it's the bigger picture for sure.
Right. You know, and sometimes, you know, some of us get into that crabs in the barrel mentality, and it's not good, man. So King, man, what else is part of your story, man?
I mean, the story is all connected. You know, for the most part, I'm sure Gato touched on it. You know, we won't get into too many specifics about it, you know, due to legal constraints and for all intents and purposes of making sure that law enforcement can't retrace their steps and use this recording for any specific purpose.
Now we're not gonna worry about them, but y'all two got a song together.
Listen, we got a whole title that's federal indictment. That's raising antennas anyway. You know what I mean?
Right. But that's like the old Feds magazine.
That's a fact. It's shout to Feds magazine, because when I did my 11, I definitely subscribed to them.
Because I was in my basement. I've been finding all my old magazines, so, and Feds was one of them. And well, you know, I mean, and some of those cats used to come to our networking event and give out magazines to cats. So, you know, the grind was real back then.
Definitely, shout out to Feds magazine, Don Diva, all that. You know, but nowadays it's a trending thing. Like, you know, it's modern day for us young black coming up trying, you know, do something positive. And now the rapper is like the new, you know, hunted, like. You know what I'm saying? It's, to be a rapper is very dangerous nowadays in more ways than one. So coming into this thing at this time, we definitely got to have a level head about how we handle certain situations, right. and definitely stay sharp on that. So I get it. Like, I wish it was that element like back then when things weren't like how they are now and we could do a lot more freely and express ourselves more freely. But for some reason, we can't take free expression and use it free. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
But at the same time, don't get me wrong, y'all gonna get what y'all need. You know what I'm saying? You already got the music. You know what I mean? So, but the story, basically in a nutshell, you know, Gato had a situation. I don't know if he, you know, mentioned anything about that.
I ain't touched on it at all.
I mean, all the back vacation story,
I'm gonna sum it up like this. He had a situation with the feds, you know, he was waiting on court procedures or whatever while at the time that we did the record and the video. He went in, did the time, came back not too long ago, and actually this morning got the ankle monitor, the one you see in the video, cut off his leg.
I'm just getting off home confinement this morning.
So you gotta understand that we are actually living proof of the authenticity of the record. Like, we living proof of the record. Now, I mean, so there's no need for us to really go into detail. But you will see as you know, we take you on this journey, you will see the authenticity of the record that's being promoted by authentic people. You know, you'll see that. But for the most part, It's a bigger issue at stake. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of message that we also want to send with the record. You know? You get a 2-for-1 with this one. You get the entertainment, the excitement. You get to live the street fantasy for a little while, a couple minutes. And then we want to bring you to reality, too, and let you know that we focused on, you know, the positive elements that can come out of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I was talking to Gato. And basically what he was telling me was, you know, he was interested in us being a voice for people that couldn't speak for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Men behind the wall, you know what I'm saying? Kids that have yet to experience certain experiences, you know, and be the catalyst and guys that can sit up there and say, you know, we're going to speak for y'all regardless of the backlash, and we're going to allow other people that are watching to see that it's not about gaining clout from being locked up, or that part of it doesn't make you a gangster or a tough guy or want to respect just because of that. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
it's more about showing that you can come out of that situation if you happen to be in it, find yourself in it at one point, especially for the kids looking at one point, and come out unscathed and come out and be successful, and we'll embody that and show that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you touched. Can I touch on that? Because, like,
I ain't
elaborate about none of this before you got on, because I really wanted to wait until you came on and we handled it together. But it's good you said that, because that's a fact. We didn't want to – the song came out how it came out, and I don't want people to – like, the fans think I'm glorifying prison or none of that. Like, if you really look at the lyrics, listen to it, I'm like, I'm just basically – we're basically just – this is shit we live. This is shit we went through. But at the same time, I want to touch on to the people, they got kids out there that's watching that think doing this is, it's not cool. If you ain't cool if you don't have this, or you ain't cool if you ain't did that, or you're a punk if you standing up for you. Nah, sometimes you don't got to live that life. You don't got to, grinding don't mean that selling drugs. Grinding, you could grind and work a 9-to-5, just grind. You know what I mean? So I basically want the kids to know that. You don't got to do something that's going to put yourself in these situations. We went through that. And that shit ain't cool. Going in jail ain't cool.
That's a fact.
Going in jail ain't cool. Being away from your kids and your family and allowing the next man to raise them ain't cool. Know what I mean? When I was in there, it's funny because I had a CO. You know, we used to joke with a lot of COs and shit in there, you know, catch wreck on them. And they catch wreck too. And one day a CO was catching wreck on us. He was like, yeah, you know, when y'all niggas was out, all y'all drug dealers and scamming niggas was out, yeah, y'all was fucking all the bitches. But now y'all in jail and we fucking all y'all bitches. And that shit, it was funny. Hey, yo, and this shit was funny, but I had to sit back and think, and I'm like,
huh? Yeah.
Yo, and this shit was funny when he said it. This shit was funny when he said it, but when I sat back in my cell when we was on lockdown and I was in one night and I was, right before we locked in, I was trying to call my girl, she wasn't answering, and that shit had me thinking, like, yo, this motherfucker.
Nah, he
hit me with some funny smooth, but it was facts, though. It was like, y'all laughed at all the 9-to-5s, but now look, I'm still in the streets, and I'm fucking a lot of y'all niggas' bitches. And I'm like, damn.
So he basically said,
and I'm fly just like y'all. My credit is good because I got a good job. I got a nice place. I'm busting a lot of y'all business ass. I'm like, damn.
Yep. They got cars. They got account. They got retirement money coming in. They retired at 20. They're good.
That's a fact. Oh, he's putting on that overseas. It's a fact. So a lot of these workers are the new hustlers. So I say all that to say, and also another thing, too, that I wanted to touch on is, like, you know, a lot of people, there's a gap between, like, regular civilians and criminal type. I ain't going to just say criminals, but, like, inmates, you know, you got a lot of people that never been in jail, so they don't understand what we go through, what dudes in the jail system go through. They don't understand how they feel like, you know, a lot of dudes, I understand a lot of dudes in there crying and shit, like, not literally crying tears, but family ain't looking out for them because, and I used to have to tell niggas, yo, you got to look at it from their perspective. A lot of these people never been in jail, so they don't know how $20 might go a long way, $10 might go a long way. You feel me? $20, $24, 20 soups, my nigga. I mean, 20 max. You know what I mean? A dollar a max. You feel what I'm saying? So they don't understand how long that goes. But still, I want people to know, regardless if you don't got money, don't lose touch with your peoples, man. Send them letters, send them pictures. That shit is like a stamp. Don't cost you nothing. I done seen dudes sit in jail for months, years, and they never get called, mail call. And I'm like, then that's fucked up. All they got to do is 50 cent, 30 cent, however much a fucking stamp costs. A stamp and a letter and an envelope, and that shit is, you know what I mean? That shit means more than you answering the phone for real.
And that's definitely because, and now definitely because you have JPay and you can just do it right off the app. Now,
right.
But other than that, though, I wanted to touch on one other thing other than that. Is that, I mean, based on a record, and federal indictment, also how, you know, it's relatable and how it works, how it's going to really work for the streets right now, and people are going to really identify with it because of the major problem that's going on in hip-hop and law enforcement. Too.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Like, examples like with Cass, shout to Cass 2 times, and the shit that happened with the Schmurders, you know, Rowdy Rebel, and definitely got to shout out, you know, the gang free to God.
They just freed Rowdy Rebel, so, you know what I mean? Hey, so a lot of him, you know,
you know
he freed Bobby Smurda.
definitely. So like all that, you know, with rappers, especially black men being targeted in hip hop, it's a great this it's a devastating thing to think about when you think about it like this. We make creative works of art and music, right? We speak about our personal experiences. We speak about experiences that we've grown to know because of our environments, right? Free expression is what it is. It's free expression. It shouldn't cost you nothing, right? It's our First Amendment right to free expression. There's nothing illegal about making a song. How is it that the system is able to admit evidence in a form of a sound recording that's legal to make to use it as a tool against you to convict you? They use these guys' celebrity and the music that they make, that they break bread with them on, and then go turn around and play it for a jury and convict you.
That's fucked
that
up.
Can't be right. That can't be right. So when we talk about federal indictment, you know, Gatto is giving you the harsh reality. This is what it go. This is what goes down in the streets. And then I give you a lighter side of, so now that you know what goes down in the streets, this is what you need to watch for. They got wiretaps in their conversation. They got civil indictment. They got observation. They just watch and wait, and they got lots of patience. So we giving you the whole package. The before and after, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a message in the song, you know, with regard to all that stuff and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Definitely.
Thanks.
No, we got you guys, you know, and you know, it's all real, but I don't wanna extend it much longer, but you know, there's been cats that say a lot of things in their songs that they've done that they didn't really do. And
that
when
too.
They play it, that's when they get caught up.
Exactly. So now how can you take that, not even knowing if the guy is really being authentic, and use it against me in a court of law?
That's a fact.
How does that work?
That's
but, you
a
know,
fact.
We hear
that shit is scary, know? Man.
It is. It's a real thing too. It's a real problem, you know. So we'll definitely address that in the music, along with bringing the entertainment and taking the two worlds and putting them together and giving somebody and giving the people something different, a different vibe, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think we're all looking for it, man. We're all looking forward to a new vibe, and you know, with all the current TV shows about crime and everything else, everybody's looking for, you know, what's next, and hopefully you two guys got it. And right now we're on the Urban Influencer podcast, and we're having fun, you know. So, you know, hopefully with that, you know, we can get influence the next generation.
Okay, Urban Influencer. Shout out to Urban Influencers for sure. Definitely
shout
out to shout
out Urban Influencer. Facts.
Yeah,
wow.
Radio experts and all that, definitely.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for, man. So I'm quite sure when folks hear this conversation, this might end up being a special podcast because I've already gone over the time I was supposed to do the interview with. It's supposed to be like 15 minutes.
Oh, my fault.
The show runs 1 hour, so...
Yeah, this might be a special edition.
Definitely.
So you have to tell your man to tell Mars, like, yo, we're going to have to just have a special one with just our music and they're going to have to work out the deal with Mars to see what's happening.
special edition holidays version. This is the holidays edition.
Yeah, well, I mean, this will probably be put up for the top of the year, because we're not going to do any podcasts with the friends this year. We're putting them all in the can until, you know, January kicks off, 2021. So,
we the last for the year.
Well, the interview, but you'll probably be kicking off the new year.
Oh, that's
funny. No, I'm saying, yeah, we the last interview, guys you interviewing for the rest of this year, right?
I got a couple more, but they're R&B, and there's some, you know, some artists from the UK. So these last ones will be it, and then he'll figure out the order and start off the new year with the new one. So we'll be in 2021, We'll have a new president, new perspective.
Yeah.
You know,
new
somebody
heat for the
cares about the pandemic, new energy.
Yeah.
Definitely. New heat for the streets, like my man said.
Wow.
I mean, New York needs this. I mean, the world, they waiting for something new, something different, especially coming out of where we at. You know what I mean? So,
wow.
What it is. We here.
Yeah, especially since they go down one of my spots in Brooklyn, Frank's Place.
Oh, wait, was it sit downtown on Fulton?
Nice.
Yeah.
They closed that shit down?
Frank, yeah. No freaking.
I ain't know that. Are they closed that shit down?
Yeah, just a little while ago. I mean, part of it is because of this. They can't do no little shows and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, unless they try to open up.
This ain't Corona. This guy.
Oh, man. He said this ain't Corona's guy. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. You just put me on or something, man.
Yeah, no, I just saw a post with, you know, another person I know that's in Brooklyn, and they posted up. Because we went there to see somebody, an album listening or something, drove down to hang out, so I miss spots like that.
Yeah, man. Now where we gonna get the glizzies with everything on them now with the relish and the, you know what I mean?
Hey, well, we're gonna figure it out. Somebody else will be open.
That's what we call Franks and the Feds, glizzies.
look how that shit came out to the street, because that's what the kids say. The younger generation, like 13, like 16 to 20, glizzy.
Yeah, glizzy.
So, but you see the cultural shifts. It's like things come from prison and come out here, and then the kids is just using it, not even knowing where it came from, not even knowing that they setting themselves up to be where it came from.
Right.
Shit is deep, bro.
Well, I mean, you know, there's another chapter in this book, and we were waiting for you guys to finish writing some more chapters in this book so y'all can educate some folks.
Appreciate it.
For sure, that. Definitely.
All right, now. So we're going to give y'all a chance to get back to your day. Enjoy your time. Enjoy ankle freedom. Get out there and walk around and see some other stuff, man. You know,
thank
it's always
you,
good to get out the house a little bit.
That's a
make
fact.
Sure
I'm in Soho right now.
Huh? You know, make sure you wear your mask.
Yeah, I got it on my lap.
All right, well, you know, Como ain't going for that. He's shutting down everything.
That's a fact.
All right,
you know. All right, man, we appreciate y'all, man. Tell people once again, introduce yourself one more again for folks, so they can hear you guys and your own voices. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Yeah, King.
I am Born King, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Shout out Son of Projects, Federal Indictment. Go get that shit everywhere. Streaming, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. Distributed in over 263 countries. So anticipate on hearing it. If you haven't heard it yet, you heard it first.
Okay. Bye. You know what's up, man? It's Gato Delgado. You can follow me on the IG at GATO.DELGADO. And that's a dot, and like a period, not the word spelled out. Facebook, you know what I mean? Gato Delgado, same shit. You know, Federal Indictment, the shit is on the up and up right now, man. Y'all can get that everywhere, man. iTunes, Spotify, wherever. YouTube on the video. Want to look at it? Definitely need to look at that. Definitely need to take advice from myself and King, man. Please, man, kids watching this shit, man. Kids coming up. You know, my little advice to the kids that want to do this music, man. Whatever you want to do, positive. As long as it's positive, man, do that shit, man. Don't let nobody discourage you. But these streets, it ain't it, man.
That's a fact.
It ain't it. You know what I mean? The streets ain't it, man. Don't let nobody. All that bullying and all that, man, peer pressure and all that. Yo, you don't got to be cool. Doing negative and committing crime ain't cool, man. You know what I mean? So stay in them books. They smart, man. Like I said, I had a CEO tell me, they out there popping off on our chicks now. So the females like positivity, man. The women, they like niggas in their books, man. So stay in your books, man. Go to school. Go to college.
That's a fact. Anybody don't believe in you, It don't matter as long as you believe in yourself. Definitely catch me on the gram at I Am Born King, one word. I Am Born King NYC, one word.
All right, Joe.
Wow. Brown's on the building. You know that.
All right, man. We appreciate y'all.
All right. We appreciate
you more,
brother.
Man. Thank you for the, you know, I mean, thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Definitely for having us. We'll be in touch.
All right, we'll see y'all when y'all get that road trip together.
You know that.
It's next to my right hand. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fence, that's my right hand for them bricks. I'm on the grind and tryna get my mom out the bricks. I'm focused on this cash and I ain't worried about no bitch. My neck, my ear, my pinky, yeah, the flick of the wrist. Lil' shorty hopping out and he don't care who he at. 100 in the drum, these niggas still talking shit. This situation funny, ain't no hesitation. This ain't about no money, I don't wanna hit shit. Think I ain't no wanna murder me, but that don't worry me. Sent two Venezuelans by my mama crib to search for me. Tryna store me out of 60,000 US currency. Went and bought a bunch of AR Remington's 223s. Young niggas shot your block up, I know you ain't heard of me. Put them niggas in the dirt, put the rest through surgery. 16 were stuffed in the trunk and packed the suitcase perfectly. Send my youngins, he gon' check the situation thoroughly. No proposition for the opposition. By myself and still no competition. Bagging dope inside my mama kitchen. She tried to talk to me, wouldn't listen. My mama thinking the most innocent nigga in this world, and I'm like, my baby mom think on every shit, you know, maybe she right. I make sure I see my daughter every time before I take flight. If I get caught, I'm going down for low. The fence, that's my right hand for them bricks. I'm on the grind and tryna get my mom out the bricks. I'm focused on this cash and I ain't worried about no bitch. My neck, my ear, my pinky, yeah, the flick of the wrist. Lil' shorty hopping out and he don't care who he at. 100 in the drum, these niggas still talking shit. This situation funny, ain't no hesitation. This ain't about no money, I don't wanna hit shit. Think I ain't no wanna murder me, but that don't worry me.
Think I ain't no wanna murder me, but that don't worry me. Think I ain't no wanna murder me. Think I ain't no wanna murder me.
They got wiretaps and they got conversation. They got sealed indictments, they got observation. They just watching, waiting, they got lots of patience. They got names on paperwork, now they got confirmation. Dread I fucked with niggas, no I'm not Jamaican. Need a rolly facelift for the time I wasted. Presidential maintenance pushing Ronald Reagan. Stick right to his organs for that operation. Work for me and that'll work for me. If you want it, you can get it for the dirt cheap, certainly. If the feds rushing, they sit me, that won't get a word from me. Break your block up with the chop, that burner on me, third degree. Why they swoop down on the gang for that dope? In the projects with no options, selling fingers of hope. Little niggas think they lit, but they don't want smoke. Careers a dub, just hang it up, I give them some rope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The feds, that's my right hand for them bricks. I'm on the grind and tryna get my mom out the bricks. I'm focused on this cash and I ain't worried about no bitch. My neck, my ear, my pinky, yeah, the flick of the wrist. Lil' shorty hopping out and he don't care who he at.
Ain't got no wanna murder me. Ain't got no wanna murder me, but that don't worry. Ain't got no wanna murder me.
In my feelings, spend so much time trying to play it safe, but the safety is just an illusion. When I'm called to be fearless, so here I come. I wanna follow where you're leading me. Time to let go. It's sink or swim now.
roses and wine. All right, y'all, it's another Friday. Welcome to the Urban Influencer Podcast. James Lewis with you, with the very lovely Stacey Brown, and she's got almost ending the year with the number one song on our gospel chart for Urban Influencer, and so now we're going to see what she's got coming for us in 2021. How you doing, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. We survived 2020. We're into 2021. You know, can only go up from here.
Survive.
Yeah, we survived.
I'm hoping. Yes.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So, you know, yeah, the number one with Healer. So, how does that feel to get a number one on one of these charts?
Very, very humbling, very exciting. You know, it's always a good feeling to know that a song is being received by the public. So, you know, it's just, it's exciting, humbling all at the same time. And I'm just happy that people are being blessed and encouraged by it.
Okay. And that's what's happening. So, you know, so we wish you kudos for that. And I guess the next question is, what's next?
Definitely. So, you know, I still, well, myself and, you know, the radio promoter as well as other people, we believe that there's still a lot more room for the single to grow and reach more people, obviously. So we're going to continue pushing that. There were a few things that we had planned in 2020 that were halted because of the pandemic. So I'm hoping that we can pick up where we left off. Last year, we pretty much just did a lot of radio promotion. But the goal this year is to continue with radio promotion as well as some other marketing strategies just to really get the song out there more. And I believe there's lots and lots more people that can hear it and be blessed by it.
Okay. Is it over in the UK side yet? You know, because a lot of American music does really well over there.
Yeah, I believe we've done more pushing here in the States, but I would love to get over on the UK side for sure. My first album that I released in 2013 did really good over there, so definitely want to get back in the UK market. Excuse me.
Okay, well, they definitely are in tune, because I know this podcast plays over there too. In the UK, in two spots, so we shout out to all of our UK listeners. So, you know, Stacey Brown's coming y'all way real soon. So, you know, y'all look, get out and support.
Awesome.
So
yes,
on this project, is there an album done yet, or?
There is an album done. So there is an album done. We'll release another single after Healer, and then following that, most likely it'll be more like an EP versus an album. So that's the strategy from here on out. We'll release another single, and then from that it'll be an EP.
All right. That seems to be the current trend right now. Everybody's doing EPs. Yeah, I guess it's cheaper.
Yeah. It's a fine line between just, you know, as an artist, I mean, I've recorded, there's probably about a good 23, 24 songs that are done and recorded, mixed and mastered. But just what makes business sense, you know, me being an independent and wanting to make sure, you know, one, that it's quality and that everyone is benefiting financially from it. That's the reason why we're going the direction of doing another single, and then following that, it'll just be an EP.
Okay. Well, wish you the best of luck with that. So with Healer going number one, do you think it's going to be a push to see if it goes to the regular urban charts now, crosses over?
I do believe the single has the ability to cross over. The chart that the single went number one on, I believe, was the gospel side. I think it's soulful and melodic enough, and sonically it can definitely spin on the urban radio for sure.
Right, we definitely have to get that to me so that we can get it out to the urban reporters and see what happens. I know we were talking about it. We have a couple different reporters that are. One, I think one is in your market, but some of them are in different places around the country. And a couple of them do play gospel and urban music and soul and funk and stuff like that and jazz. So those you know, just another outlet to expand the sound until the second single comes.
Absolutely. Definitely. I'll definitely connect with you on that.
Okay. So who are some of the producers that you work with on this current project?
Yeah, so I had the opportunity of working with some amazing people. Manuel Seal Jr., who some may or may not know his name, but they have definitely heard his music. He's penned Nice and Slow for Usher, You Make Me Wanna, let me see, what else? A lot of Escapes records in the beginning, Just Kicking It. What else? I mean, the list goes on.
Okay, so he spends a lot of time in Atlanta.
Yeah, he's from Freeport, Illinois, but he ended up and this was years and years ago. You can probably Google his story. But yes, he found his way to Atlanta. He was a part of the So-So Def crew with Jermaine Dupri, and he's now back in Atlanta. So if you follow him on social media, you can kind of see some of his footage of the reunion between him and Jermaine Dupri and some other people. I think they were working on Anthony Hamilton's record.
Okay. Well, you know, because, you know, I mean, a lot of things are coming to Atlanta right now, you know, for Hollywood.
Definitely.
And for music. So it has become that cheaper mecca to work out of as opposed
yes.
to the West
yep.
Coast.
Yep. And as far as some other producers on the album, my good friend Lauren McGee, who I've been working with now for years, he's really the person that I've rocked with the most as far as production goes. He did my first album, and you know, that first album did well, so you know, we decided to you know, take a spin at a second project. So he worked on this song Healer, as well as Percy Beatty. The guitar player that's playing on it is Manuel Seal and a guy by the name of Peter Ha out of Chicago. Who am I missing? I hate name dropping because I feel like I'm always going to miss somebody.
Well, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm forgetting somebody. These things happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't always remember everybody. Yeah, it'll come to you when you hang up. That's who I'm
I know,
talking
right?
about right there.
Yes, yep. Oh yeah, Craig Bauer, who mixed it, and if you look him up, he's done work for some of everybody, mixed a bunch of Kanye West records. And so yeah, I had the opportunity of working with some amazing people who made the song what it is.
All right, well, kudos for that, for putting together quality music with quality folks. So that makes the music timeless.
Yes.
You know, so it might marinate for a while, but at least has a chance to grow and hit more and more people. So kudos for that. So
how is
operating as a creative in this pandemic space been for you these last 10 months or so?
Yeah, I would say the pandemic definitely highlighted the need to make sure that creatives have other streams of income. And not just creatives, I think really anybody, but since we're specifically talking about creatives, it's really mandatory, because I think out of all the industries that have been impacted, the entertainment industry has most likely been impacted, one of the industries that have been impacted the hardest, I think outside of like hospitality. You know, not having the ability to go on tours and promote and do things like that. And so for some artists where that's maybe their mainstream of income, you know, they definitely were impacted. And knowing the business, knowing how to make money other ways, I think the pandemic definitely highlighted that. So for me, and especially me being an independent, and music is not my, at this moment, is not my main source of income. As I continue to grow and move forward, one of the main things that's going to be at the forefront of how I maneuver is making sure that I'm getting the most for my investment. And so that's, I think that's what the pandemic has taught me as a creative.
Okay. Because I know America is a lot different than Europe, because a couple of artists that I've interviewed for the podcast and just reading some things on Facebook, you know, through different pages, were there. Artists are getting paid.
That's awesome. And,
you know, more than, well, you know, I've been on the road with artists where, you know, you get a little stipend, but they're getting paid enough where they can survive on, with it, you know, $2,000 a month or whatever.
Now, what are they getting paid from?
Well, they're getting paid from the government, you know, because, you know, they're making an investment that if we keep everybody home and doing their things, that keeps people safe. So that when industry does start back up, it can start back up quicker.
Yeah.
You know, because I know couple of them, yeah, they're making most of their money from that. You know, some are trying to do like the little side hustles that they can, and you know, mm-hmm. some are at home creating.
Right.
But at least they don't have to go out and try to attempt things.
Right.
You know, that will put them in more danger. And I'm seeing here in America that with us not having universal health care and things like that,
right,
really affect us. You know, so the richest country in the world
crazy.
Is also the hardest one to survive in when things go bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it, you know, just even with this last round of stimulus that they sent people, you know, the $600, you know, and I'm definitely not the type of person where I'm looking for things or looking for, I guess, what you would call a handout. However, it definitely highlighted that, I mean, you have to make sure that you have something going for yourself, because if you're dependent on whether it's the government or somebody else to take care of you, you're going to be shook.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, so, you know, that's great that you said it was in Europe they were getting the 2,000.
Yeah, at least 2,000. I know Canada's paying everybody.
Yeah,
$2,000, and I think
Canada's
I talked to somebody in the UK. They're getting 2,000, so that's kind of like the midpoint. And I mean, and you know, and that's not making anybody rich. You know, I guess
right. Oh, not, you know, not by any means.
I know some of these Republicans are like, oh, well, you know, you're making them lazy. You're giving them $600 a week unemployment. Like, really?
Right. That's not a lot.
Yeah, you know, but it's like, oh, you know, they're not gonna go to work. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not going to go to work because there's a pandemic going on.
Right.
You know, some people will get, yeah, some people might get lazy. But that was going to happen regardless.
And depending on who you're talking to, yeah, there are some people that were during the time where they were getting a certain amount of money added to their unemployment. There were some people who were making more than what they were making when they were going to work. You know, hopefully that maybe encouraged people to desire more, you know, because now you can feel what it's like to not be, you know, maybe living from paycheck to paycheck or
right.
have extra to be able to go out and do things, you know. But the whole mindset where it makes people lazy, I don't necessarily agree with that.
And I don't either, because people, if they got money, they're going to go out and spend it. And that's what you want for the economy, to keep everybody working. Somebody needs to be buying stuff, and folks at the bottom of the poll spend more money than folks at the top.
Right.
Because we're trying to buy everything.
We do. Yep. You know. And some of that we need to shift more into, you know, being consumers to owners. And so that's the other thing that the pandemic, I think, highlighted, or I'm hoping that people took from the situation that we're in as a country, is that the path to wealth or freedom really is ownership. And we can't be in a position where we're waiting for people to give us a check, or, you know, something happens to your job and now your job is gone. You really have to have an entrepreneurial mindset or creative mindset and go out there and start creating opportunities and creating wealth and having multiple streams of income, and those steps, that's what I'm all about, you know, multiple streams. Like, I want to have, they say you need to have at least 7, you know, I want to have a steady at least 3 to 4 here within the next 2 years where I
right.
can glean from any one of those streams. So,
more power to you. So let's find some support for that. Y'all, so give people your social media so they can follow you and help you create those streams.
Yes, definitely. So you can follow me on IG, StacyB23. Same with Facebook, StacyB23. And now if you're on Clubhouse, I know Clubhouse is kind of taking off a little bit. So if you have an Apple product and you're on Clubhouse, same, StacyB23. My name is Stacy Brown, obviously, so follow me on any one of those platforms.
Yeah, I guess I gotta get off my Android and get an Apple product. I'll probably go to get an iPad. I just don't see me spending that kind of money for a phone.
Yeah.
That's just me. That's not my priority.
Well, I think they're going to start allowing or migrating over to allowing people with Androids to get on the platform. I can't foresee them just sticking just with Apple products.
My daughter has Apple product, but it's a possibility. We'll see. You know, maybe I get an iPad that's cheaper than a phone.
Uh-huh.
So I might do it just for that because, you know, got a lot of people hitting me up. You need to get on Clubhouse. I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
No, but,
it's a
know,
great platform. I like it. I like it because it's more – you can curate it to what it is that you're interested in, and you can follow people that you're interested in versus just, you know, accepting a friend just because you want to get your numbers up or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, so that's the reason why I like it. And it is a great, great opportunity to network with people and be able to jump into some rooms and get some advice on things that you wouldn't be able to get advice to unless you paid thousands of dollars to get it.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been hearing. So that's why, you know, and for me, it'd probably be a great way to connect with some old industry friends I haven't talked to in years from radio or whatever. So it was good to, you know, good to see that. You know, so anywhere I can connect like that is a perfect vehicle. And that's why we got to get you on our Urban Influencer Zoom call.
Definitely.
So folks can network.
I'm all about
it. we'll pick a date out, you know, after this is over. So actually, so anything else? So album coming up later on in 2021. Single coming out, what?
Single
about
is out.
3 or 4 more months?
Well, the single is out. Healer is out right now, so they can
right.
download that or stream it on any platform. Another single will be out, I'll probably say, third quarter of this year. And then as far as the date for the full album, we don't have that yet. We're really just focused on the current single that's out, and then another one will come out later this year.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we got all that back in for folks to realize and you know, think about it, you know, put it out in the atmosphere so it can happen.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So once again, y'all, we're talking to Stacey Brown. She has a number one song on Urban Influencer Gospel Charts with a Healer. And look out for more from her. Catch her out on Clubhouse and IG and everything else. I'm quite sure she'll be doing some virtual shows or whatever. And you know, get out and support. So we thank you, dear, for being on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a great conversation.
You're welcome, dear, and we appreciate you. Hold on. And here, y'all, here's Healer right now on the Urban Influencer.
My shattered heart, and you gave me peace.